My name is Joseph, Joe Mannix, one of the founders of the Malka Family Band.
And me, Danio, bass player and Arsenal fan. Sing background.
You do some backing vocals.
Exactly, voilà.
And some lead vocals also. Danio, not me. I have an awful voice, so I just play guitar and produce the records and attitude.
You sing in French, which is maybe not that common in funk, Joseph?
We are French, so we are doing French songs, but we love the funk. Our life is funk, so we do French songs with the funk music.
You set up shop in 1988, then you split up for a while, then you got back together again more recently, and you've brought out an album called Le Retour du Kiff. Kiff is a sort of slang word to get a kick out of something, so it's like the return of getting a kick out of music.
To be more precise, kiff is a word from North Africa. It means a plant that you smoke, because the guy didn't allow to drink alcohol or things like that. So by extension, kiff it mean pleasure.
When we were young, it was a French expression. When you are in something is really great or having a lot of pleasure, you said, oh, c'est un kiff, quel kiff. So it was our generation provide this expression. And when we decided to reform and the band, we said, of course, it will be the Retour du Kiff.
So here we are with the two Jedis here from the Malka family. We're listening to Donne-moi ça, encore une fois. Give it to me one more time. Yeah. This is from the album. So basically, yeah, you're giving us funk once again. Is this what it's about? You're part of a funk revival movement, would you say?
Let's say we are part of the revival movement, but I think the funk was always there.
But there was a period when it was a bit less in fashion with the arrival of electro.
Exactly, but it's like the Force in the Star Wars. It was there, even in electro, even in hip-hop music. You can hear funk. Basically, they started with sampling songs, even in electro. It's the same technique, but the funk was inside. And you can say people like Daft Punk, or Uptown Funk You Have?
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. They bring it up, and people, they already knew what he was. When we started in the 80s, it was more difficult to express what funk was. We had the reference like James Brown or Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but George Clinton.
Or George Clinton. But at this time,
George Clinton was not new here in France.
There were he wasn't known in France
no,
at the time.
Very few people like us who knew this Parliament Funkadelic thing. And having these records was like really...
Underground.
Really underground. You like to search a lot and give a lot of phone calls. And I got maybe one Funkadelic, you can come and...
Go in England to find them. In London, things like that, in markets.
So when we start to play like P-Funk and Funk here, it was like, what are you doing, you're crazy people? Funk here was like Kool & the Gang or Imagination or things like that, discotheque music for happy people.
You're a big band, aren't you? 13, is that right?
Maybe.
Yeah?
No.
Anyway, it's a big family.
Yes, yes.
What is the spirit, then, of the Malka family?
The message is in the music. No, but, you know, our lyrical is like crazy, stupid songs, but behind these crazy, stupid words, there is a really a huge message is we don't give a shit. and we are all together
and not giving a shit. Exactly.
Yeah, and life should be everyday party. So to transform this life in an everyday party, you have to don't give a shit. So our lyrics are all about that, and the power is to be together and to live together.
Last concert, a lot of people that were surprised about our energy, but it's like giving and getting. We give to people and people give us, so it's one of our thing. It's when we're all together, we exchange and create a lot of energy. And I think it could be a message, like the Haitian flag. On the Haitian flag, there's written, l'union fait la force. It means,
together we're stronger.
Yes, so I think it's a message that we can give to the world at a period of a lot of people say disunite, the kind of disunited feeling all around the world. But we take this from the anciens,
from our elders,
the elders. Yes, okay. To survive you have to unite
together. We are stronger and the life is better.
Oye! Bimba! Portnawak. What does that mean?
Portnawak is as you say, never mind the bollocks, as you say, the Sex Pistols. So we don't care, Portnawak, it's a mess.
There's a strong Afro-Cuban sound on that.
Yes, influence from Woody, the sax player and singer and DJ. And even we got the percussionist, Yvan, who had a strong Afro-Cuban influence and studied in Cuba. And we're in Paris. Years ago, it was the capital of Sono Mondial. So there are a lot of influence in our music and in our life.
A word about chickens. They seem to be rather important in your band. Often in the video clip, there's a chicken. There's often
it's
a chicken
really
on stage.
It's funky
chicken.
The chicken is a funky animal. There are a lot of songs like Rufus Thomas, the Funky Chickens. Yeah. And we always say that our music is like cooking, and we have like a big jar. We're putting a lot of ingredients and elements, and in a lot of our songs there is reference to cooking. So the Funky Chicken and the chicken for us is like a flag or a mascot.
The mascot, yeah.
If you're going to have French funk, then cooking has got to be in there somewhere, I guess. Let's finish with the track Poulet Cuit, cooked chicken. Do you like that song, Daniel?
The message is particular. The sax player and singer Woody is vegan. So the song is talking about veganism.
Yeah.
You get more strength than a fried chicken. J'ai plus de patates qu'un poulet cuit.
He's got more energy than a cooked chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Poulet cuit. Oh yeah. Poulet cuit.
Maybe it's the end of the funky chicken, because if we all turn vegetarian, so maybe no more funky chicken, I don't know.
This is post-funk.
No? This is post-funk, exactly. Yeah. There's also a joke, because when we said j'ai plus de patates qu'un poulet cuit, patate is for energy, but it's the French word for potatoes. So I have more potatoes than a cooked chicken. It's like a stupid thing also.
But it works. It was great talking to you, Joseph and Daniel, from the Malka family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci. Thank you.